Hey, welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Check it. I have a great show coming up for you guys, so grab your friends and family and don't go away. Welcome back to another episode of Chilling with Canada. I'm your host, Canada, today. Man, today's going to be a good show. We're going to talk about acceptance and caring. And I'm going to talk to you guys about some ways in dealing with other people's actions. It's all going to be positive. And enjoy. What is going on, you guys? I'm back with another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about acceptance, and then also we're going to talk about caring. It's going to be a good show. You know, acceptance is very, very important. You know, accept somebody for just who they are, you know, and it shouldn't matter what they do or how they dress or how they speak. We should accept them for who they are. Then we're going to also talk about caring and why that is so important, whether you're caring for somebody else or just being there for somebody else. They're both very important. I want you guys to think about this question after I read it to you, and just keep it stuck in your mind for a little bit. And it says, when was the last time that you were frustrated by somebody around you, you know? And maybe they're always late, they can't seem to follow through, maybe they missed another deadline, or perhaps you just don't see eye to eye, and that's okay. I've always said that, you know, just because you don't agree with somebody, agree to disagree and move on. You don't have to hate that person, you don't have to not speak to that person, you know, you just have different opinions on some things, and that's okay. You know, it doesn't make a difference what it is. The possibilities are endless, and we all have a long list, okay? And by nature, we expect life to just be the way we want it to be when it's not. And when it's not, I apologize, we don't like it, you know? And life's not what we want it to be. If life's what everybody wanted it to be, we would live a very, very stress-free life, and everything would go our way. We wouldn't be sad, we wouldn't be mad, we wouldn't get angry, we wouldn't get frustrated, because we wouldn't get any of those things. Because if life went the way we wanted it to, there's no reason to feel that way. But unfortunately, that's not the way life works, and we get thrown obstacles that we have to somehow overcome, you know. And if we fail, okay, get up and do it again a different way. Eventually you will be just fine, and you'll get through that obstacle and continue working toward your goal. That's not going to be just one obstacle, and it's going to be a smooth sailing. You know, you're going to have many obstacles, but each obstacle you may have to deal with in different ways. You know, and I'm not saying obstacles are going to come back and forth, but back to back. I'm sorry, but they're going to happen, and they're going to happen unexpectedly, so you have to be prepared for the worst, you know? It's like expect the best, or hope for the best, hope for the best, expect the worst. There it goes. Hope for the best and accept the worst. Kind of the same thing, you know? You hope for the best in life, but sometimes people or things get in our way to slow us down, or try to slow us down, and we have to find ways to overcome that, you know. And it's not just life. I mean, that's with your work, you know. Maybe you have to do a job, you know, wherever you work at, and maybe when you are really about to finish completing that job, something comes in your way to slow you down. Do you stop doing that job completely and move on? Or do you have to find ways to finish that job and get around this obstacle that was thrown at you? You know, you can't just quit. You have to find ways around what was just put in your way that you don't want there. You know, and it's not easy. It is not easy, but you have to do it. You have to do it, and you're going to have to continue to do it, because if you just stop and get stuck and say, I'm done, well, really, what have you accomplished at that point? Nothing. You've accomplished being a failure, you know, and that's not okay. You know, you have to push through those obstacles and continue moving forward. Now, many of us, you know, choose to carry this frustration around day to day. And we quickly tend to forget that it is indeed a choice to feel this way. You know, it's a choice. If you want to let one thing ruin your day or ruin your week, that's on you. There's no reason for it. But if it happens and you make it happen, well, it's going to be that way. You know, and there's no reason for it. If you had a crappy day today, that's fine. Go to sleep, wake up, and start fresh. Here's what I don't like. I don't like people who are having a bad day and then make other people's day terrible too. If I'm having a bad day, I'm going to let you know I'm having a bad day, but I'm also going to tell you that I'd rather not speak to you, because I may say something that'll piss you off at the end of the day. You know, and that's fine. I'm giving people a warning. Hey man, I'm in a bad mood. I'll hit you up when I'm good. You know, and at that point, you shoot me back with, okay, man, no problem, be good, blah, 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 we're good. Now, you have those people that, if they're in a bad mood, they don't care, they're going to make your mood bad too, and that's not okay. Why am I going to put my negative energy with this guy's energy when he's in a happy-ass mood and I'm in a bad mood? Well, I just killed his vibe, and I made his whole day completely trashed. You know, and it comes to the point where that's not okay. You know, it's not okay to do that. Let that person know, man, I'm kind of having an iffy day. Give me some space and I'll come to you when I'm ready. Cool, man. Now, I've had people come at me sideways when I tell them that, like, oh, I didn't do nothing to you. I didn't say you did. What I said was, I'm in a bad mood, so I don't go off on you and say things that I don't mean to you. Give me some space, you know, but don't come at me with something like, oh, what a boo, but no, I'm telling you to back off. And I'll hit you up when I'm good. Most of my friends, you know, they do the same thing with me and vice versa. And it's copacetic, you know, but that's important. Don't ruin somebody's day because your day's crap. You know, and I have carried around, me personally, I've carried around a list of expectations turned frustrations for years, you know, with all kinds of people in my life. Even those closest to me, you know, and often they are little things. Now, occasionally, you know, they're big ones, but it doesn't matter. Either way, we seem to have to knack for letting the uncontrollable get to us. You know, there's ways that we can deal with other people's actions, okay? And I have three options for you. Cut them out of your life. Be frustrated. Accept them for who they are and embrace it. The first one, cut them out of your life. You know, this may work for some of your fringe relationships, but not with people who make your life what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you have some that should be cut out, then by all means, cut away. You know what I'm saying? But if you realize this is someone who is just too misaligned with you, then you likely don't have any room for them, you know. But for all the other people who we really care about, this option is pretty unrealistic. You know, if we care for somebody, we don't want to cut them out of our lives. I always tell people, you need to look for those red flags, you know, and once you find those red flags, that's when you start, you know, getting rid of some of the people who you don't necessarily aren't necessarily good for you as a person or your goals you're trying to succeed in, you know. But if it's like a close friend, you know, it's really hard to sit here and say cut him out of your life, because if you had him in your life for a long time and they've always been, they may irk your skin, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, it's somebody who's been there for you no matter your troubles, no matter what you're going through, and somebody who supports you for you, then no, I'm not going to tell you to cut them out of your life, but let them know that you're stern on your goal. These are things you're going to want to do. These are things you don't want to do. And they're going to, if it's somebody close to you, they're going to be like, cool, man, that's perfectly okay. But I want to be with you to see you and watch you complete your goal. You know, those are the people you need. So, and like I said, this option is pretty unrealistic for people who are just close to you, you know, who you don't want to cut out of your life. But at the same time, you want them to understand that you're not going to do some of the things that they are doing. You know, you'll still hang out with them and you're not going to judge them, but you're not going to be involved with those things. You know what I'm, you see what I'm saying? Number two is, be frustrated, you know, and, this is what many people choose. We get aggravated every time it happens. We let it affect our days and sometimes even the interactions we have with others, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, how much does this really help me or anyone around me? If I'm frustrated with something that you're doing or that you've done, you know, at the end of the day, I'm frustrated, not that person, me. What is this frustration going to do to my day and make me feel throughout the day? Every time you see, if you're mad at somebody or aggravated with somebody or frustrated with somebody and you see them, you just get frustrated even more. They're perfectly fine. It's you who are frustrated. So why am I going to let one person frustrate me so bad that it ruins my day, my week, my month, whatever it may be? You know, I can forgive somebody, but I will never forget. You know what I'm saying? And just because I forgive you, it doesn't mean I'm your friend. It just means that I'm a forgiving person and I get it. Don't talk to me, you know, but I understand. Forgive, but I won't forget. I won't forget what you did, but I'll forgive you for it because that's just who I am. Never used to be that way, but I am now. You know what I'm saying? And the third one is accept them for who they are and embrace it. And I've always said this, you know, this is where we stand to grow. With a simple choice, we can add tremendous value to ourselves as well as the world around us. You know, and just think of how much simpler and more enjoyable your life would be if you let these little things roll off your back. You know, just imagine it. This guy frustrated you somehow. Let him frustrate you. Be frustrated, but let it go. Let it go. You know, there's no reason to hold on to it because at the end of the day, you're stressing yourself out. Why are you going to stress yourself out for this guy? He's not worth it. Accept it the way it is. He's that way. Accept that and move on. No reason to harp on it or be stuck on it. Who cares? Live your life to the fullest. Move on. There's this quote that I found. It says, acceptance is the true thing everyone longs for. The one thing everyone craves, to walk in a room and be greeted by everyone with hugs and smiles. And in that passing moment, you truly know you're loved, needed, and accepted. And that's a quote by Raina Harman. And that's exactly right. You know, just to walk in a room and be greeted by everyone with waves, hugs, smiles, hellos. You know what I'm saying? In that moment, you know that they care about you, you know, and that they're willing to find out more about you and accept you for you. Don't change because you're around a unfamiliar atmosphere or unfamiliar crowd. There's no reason to try to fit in, you know. Be you. You be who you are. Don't go to, you know, don't go somewhere and try to change who you are because the crowd is a little bit different than you. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter how different that crowd is. Go anywhere like you're meant to be there. That's what I tell people. walk in the door like you're supposed to be there, like you were meant to be there, you know, and it'll make you feel more relaxed, you know, and more open to conversation. But if you walk into a place trying to be who you're not, you're going to feel a little bit more awkward, a little bit more uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Go open any door and walk in like you are supposed to be there. The only empowering choice is to accept, you know, and be honest with yourself. Do you really think that after all these years, that person is going to change? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? If it's important enough to them, then maybe, but I certainly wouldn't bet your happiness on it. You know, you don't know if people are going to change. You know, people could be doing, could have done drugs when they were younger, ended up in jail, still doing drugs. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? I have a firm belief that we can do whatever we want, as long as what we decide is in line with who we really are. You know, that's our own decision. Nobody else. That's our decision. You know, and working on improving and changing yourself to be a better person is one thing, and something I wholly encourage everybody to do. You know, but spending energy on expecting someone around you to change, especially if you have no desire to, is unrealistic, you know. And what's even more ridiculous is being frustrated when your expectations aren't met. Who cares? Don't make somebody around you change. You know, if you had an old friend who just isn't doing that well, and you've tried to turn their life around, don't try to force them to change to still be with you and hang with you and be your friend. There comes a time in life where your hands become tied, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do to change this person's lifestyle. Nothing. You've tried everything you can do, but they're not putting in the work at this point. You know, and that to me is telling me that they truly don't care and they enjoy what they're doing now. In that case, you then separate yourself from them. You know, and if they see that maybe, oh man, he's done with me, maybe I should change. Cool. If not, continue living your life the way you want to live it. You know, why accept others as they are? Okay. That's another question we're going to talk about. Life is too short for frustration. Too short. You know, and there are plenty of uncontrollable aggravations in life. Acceptance allows you to control what you can. Accept it. It's life. You can't do anything about it. You have to accept the fact that it happened and find ways to get around it and to fight through it. You know, you are forced to find the good in others, and these people are in your life for a reason. You love and you cherish them, and it's easy to forget how amazing they are when you're bathing in negative feelings. Take time to remember what's great about them. They may have made you mad that day in that specific time for whatever reason. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be aggravated. But instead of getting more frustrated because you're just sitting at home thinking about it, think of all the good times you guys have had. You know, having a good time partying, maybe swimming, maybe going hiking, shooting, hunting, whatever it may be. Think about those great times. You know, it's going to help you get over that frustration and that negative feeling that you have at that moment, you know, and it creates realistic expectations for others. You know, expect they will continue to act as they do, you know, then you'll be pleasantly surprised anytime something different happens. You likely do things that are frustrating, as sure as someone does something that bothers you, you do something that bothers them. None of us are perfect. By accepting of others, they will be accepting of you. I'm sure that I do things that piss people off, you know, and people do things that piss me off. But we have to learn to accept that and get over the fact. You know, we have to move on past that. And like I just said, you know, by accepting of other people, they will be accepting of you, you know. They'll say things to make you aggravated and that will really tick you off. Walk away, let it go, agree to disagree, and move on. No reason to hate somebody, you know. And it might even cause a change. You know, sometimes taking the focus off someone's less desirable traits raises their standard of themselves, and whatever they previously did may disappear. You know, don't expect this nor accept others just for the hope of it happening. The only way you and others around you will enjoy acceptance is if it's genuine. You know, there's no hiding this. Either your heart's behind your intentions or it's not. The world will notice. Acceptance starts, again, with yourself. And as you begin to more consciously accept others, realize that acceptance starts with you. Self-acceptance is often the first step in realizing life needs to be different. You know, if you're in a sales job, but you don't feel you're meant to be a salesman, then do something about it. Accept yourself for the wonderful things that you are and all the things you aren't, and take action to spend your time in a way that's more in line with who you are. This world will be a better place as a result. If you, growing up, we need to start making money. At that point, we get a job just so we can make money, you know. But if you go and get a job as a salesman and you don't want to sell cars, you're going to go to work and you're just going to be moping around. You know, you're not going to take the action and the initiative to sell that car, you know, or sell that house, whatever it is you're a salesman at. You're not going to have any motivation. You're not going to have any dedication for what you're doing. And that therefore, you're not going to be a really good salesman. You know, you're just going to try to do what, I don't know. But don't do something if you don't want to do it, because it's going to show. We will notice. People will notice. And if you do something that you want to do, the world will be a better place as a result. And I promise you that, you know, acceptance means settling for the best life has to offer, you know. And it's easy to think in a world of, you know, don't settle for less than you can be, that deciding to accept life and those around you is settling for less. It could not be further from the truth. You know, accepting is a first step in empowering yourself and others to live life on a much clearer and extraordinary level. You know, there is no settling in allowing yourself to unconditionally accept and appreciate the people in your life, including yourself. You know, it's likely the greatest gift you could give. You know, and it is, of course, easier said than done. All of this is, you know, the journey of acceptance is one that, no matter when it started, will last the rest of your life. And I honestly think it's time to begin. Accept people for who they are. Accept situations for how they come. You know, we can go through each day choosing one of two things, acceptance or frustration. Given that you have the choice, isn't it pretty easy one to make? You know, would you rather be accepted and move on, or would you rather have frustration and it make your life stressful, you know, and make you hate life? I would rather accept and move on. Accept it for what it is and continue to try to do better. Here's another quote. This one is by Karen Casey, and it says, truly loving another means letting go of all expectations. It means full acceptance, even celebration of another's personhood. Love that person as much as you can love them for them. If they're there for you and they're positive around you and they're that guidance, that good guidance for you, keep them around. Why try to change them if they're already being that person who you want in your life? Doesn't matter if they dress or talk differently. Doesn't matter the color of their skin. You know, doesn't matter their sexual preference. Let them be in your life if they are good for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't cut them out. Cut the bad ones out. You know, the ones who you know will keep you from completing your goal. You know, and from doing the things that you want to accomplish, but you won't be able to accomplish with them in your life. You know, I want to jump down to talk a little bit about caring now. Caring for others can bring benefits. Okay. Taking care of another person can be both incredibly draining and amazingly rewarding. Okay. Most research on caregiving has focused on the benefits to the person receiving care, but an emerging body of research suggests that under the right circumstances, providing support also benefits the person, the caregiver, the person taking care of the person needing care. You know, there's often an assumption that the person who receives care reaps the benefits at the expense of the person providing care. There's previous research that's shown that caregiving is often associated with increased stress, both emotionally and financially. I have a great aunt, and she's actually 95 years old. Okay, and she looks and she can get up and move around. You know, she's deaf, but she can see fine and whatnot. And I'll tell you what, taking her out shopping and doing things for her, it can be stressful. You do it because you love that person. And if you didn't do it for that person would have a hard time surviving. That person who needed the help would be stressed, not wanting to be here anymore, feeling empty like nobody cares. You know, and my mom's the number one person that takes care of her because she lives with her and whatnot. And there's days where my mom just wants to give up and she's done. You know, and you have to take into consideration that it is hard work, frustrating, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, financially. It can be a lot of work taking care of somebody, but you do it because you love them. You know, unconditional love is an amazing thing, you know, and the act of caring for another is so powerful because it creates deeper bonds as individuals lean on each other for emotional support. You know, if my aunt's kind of feeling a little sad, she can go to my mom. You know, my mom, I would say my mom's probably her number. I'll say my mom is her number one caregiver. She can go to my mom and she can talk to my mom. You know, they were just talking about my mom's mom the other day, her sister, and they cried it out. You know, because they just miss them. They miss her, as do I. You know, but and that's why it's so powerful is we can all lean. You can lean on that person you're taking care of. You know, depending how close you are, you can lean on them for emotional support. You know, it also teaches important virtues such as patience, understanding, and loyalty that benefit individuals in both their personal and professional lives. You know, the people and the nurses who go to the houses to take care of older people, over time, you're going to get a deeper bond and grow a deeper bond. And it's going to make you feel good about yourself as a person. You know, whether you choose to be a family caregiver or the job is thrust upon you by circumstances, your most important responsibility beyond caring for your ill or disabled relative is caring for yourself. You know, you can't wake up looking like crap, you know, in your pajamas, all hair all messy. You know, take care of yourself so you can take care of the person you have to take care of, whether it be family or job. Doesn't matter. You know, take care of yourself first so you're able to take care of the of the person who you have to take care of. You know, too often family caregivers are reluctant to abandon their patients, even temporarily, you know, or entrust others with their care. But a caregiver should not feel guilty about looking for number one. My mom would never, ever, ever just leave my Aunt Ann stranded, you know, with no place to go, no one to help her get food and water. No matter how angry she is, and no matter how much of an attitude she has, if she has to do it, she's still going to do it. Why? Because families are amazing. That's what family's supposed to do. Make sure their loved ones are well taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Self-care is not a selfish act. You know, it's an essential act, because a caregiver who burns out, who becomes overly stressed, exhausted, or ill, is no help to anyone. There are many ways for caregivers to protect their physical and emotional health, and growing number of organizations that can help. Sometimes all you need to do is ask. You know, never easy. Asking, never easy. Went over this before. Never easy to ask for help. My mom, she's a very strong woman, you know, and she has her own problems that she has to deal with on top of taking care of my aunt Ann, and she's a fighter, you know what I'm saying? She does what she needs to do to go through life. She owns her business. Business partner is amazing, you know, helps her do what she needs to do. They're in it together. Great team. My mom's got a lot on her plate, and for her to take care of my aunt Ann is amazing. You know, nobody can't sit here and say she doesn't do anything, because she does. She does a lot, you know, and we just all have to open our eyes and see the people who are really helping, who are helping the people who really need help, and give them props, because it's hard work. It's hard work caring for somebody who is only able to do so much for themselves, you know, and on top of all the other things that person who is taking care of another person has on their plate, they have to deal with this, and this is the last thing that they want to deal with, but they do it because they love that person, and they don't want that person to not have anybody. You know what I'm saying? While people who work for a living typically get lunch breaks, coffee breaks, or weeks of vacation, a family caregiver has no such respite built into the job. Yet it would take a superhuman to meet the demands of caregiving 24 hours a day for any length of time without breaking down. There's no vacation. If you're taking care of somebody in your family, you don't take a vacation and have PTO time, you know what I'm saying, pay time off. You don't have none of that. You take care of that person all the time. I'm not saying you don't sleep, but you take care of that person all the time. There's no vacation. You're going on vacation, you're taking them with you. You know, and it's just, it's hard work. And for the people who don't have to take care of other people, really should sit back and see that it's very difficult, and to kind of give the person a break, because it is really a lot to deal with at times. But props to my mother. She's a great woman, and she does what she needs to do. You know what I'm saying? But acceptance and caring, you guys, it is so, so important. Accept life for what it is. Accept people for who they are. And just care about one another. You know what I'm saying? If you have to, if you're one of those people who are caring for family members, or just work in that field that care for people at their house, thank you. I give you props. I know it's not easy, but keep doing it, because you're making a change. You know, that little part that you're doing, you're making a huge change. And I want you guys to all understand that. To keep up your good work. Keep up your good hard work, and it'll all pay off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to this show about acceptance and caring. And hopefully I said some things that you'll take into consideration, you know, and apply them in your daily lives, you know, and pass the messages along. Let people know about my show. You guys check it out, iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all that good stuff. Go to my website, www.chillingwithcanada.wordpress. All my episodes and websites are able to be shown where on the website, where to go, all that good stuff. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I hope everybody has a great day tomorrow. No matter what day it is you may be listening to this, make tomorrow great. Be nice. Be the change. And always, stay positive. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.